Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone? It is time. I've waited, and it is time. It is so good for basketball to be starting. I am happy to be with you. You are courtside with PLR. This is your host, PLR. And it's that time. You could tell by the music that it is time for basketball. And yes, I am happy as ever. Again, you are courtside with PLR, and this is PLR, the best in basketball talk. Hopefully everyone is having a beautiful, beautiful Monday. I know it's hard. I know all of our hearts are heavy this morning. We're going to kind of push through anyway, and hopefully we can bring some a smile or maybe a little bit of distraction from your day. Prayers definitely to all those in Vegas that were affected by another sign of idiotic behavior. Unfortunately, the toll right now as we come on air is 58 souls, human lives taken from us, and over 500 injured in what has become the largest human tragedy in the United States history. Mass murder at one time. This is really just a sad, sad day for that. So hopefully, like I said, we can provide you with a little bit of distraction. Feeling twofold about that right now. Very happy that the person who did this has been taken away, but at the same time, I kind of hope that they weren't taken away so we could find out what goes through someone's head who decides to cause so much harm to those victims that did not make it, that did make it, and the families that are left behind with a lifetime of wondering how could anyone or anything do this to take away so many human lives and injure so many others. So our prayers are definitely with those that have fallen, those that are injured, and those families that are wondering exactly what happened. This is, again, the courtside with PLR. This is PLR. And it's time to get into and start talking about some basketball. We are brought to you today by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona, on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. There's a ton of TVs in there, so you definitely will get your sports fill. I say become a club member. That way, there's nothing worse than taking your cigars home, buying them, taking them home. You can go to any smoke shop and buy just regular cigars. You can go to 7-Eleven, even though I don't call those cigars, and buy stuff there. But you take them home, they get hard, and you've just wasted your money. If you become a member, you buy your cigars, you leave them in your locker. When you're ready to come down, open up your locker that backs up to a humidor, grab your smokes, have a seat, enjoy the games, enjoy everyone. And like I said, 10% off on any purchase. Just let them know that PLR sent you. Like I said, we're going to be getting into some basketball talk. This will probably be the fastest half hour in your life, but it is so good to be back on. 2017-2018 season is here, coming up to the season, which starts really fast. We'll get down to a lot of previewing. General topics today, if you really want to call in, we would love you to. 917-889-7828. Online, though, with me on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, special guest, my partner in crime, my brother Ed Cole. What is happening?
What's happening, brother Richardson? What's going on with you, buddy?
Oh, man. Like I said, hopefully we can provide a little bit of distraction today with the sadness that's coming out of Las Vegas. Hopefully we can get everyone's mind off of that tragedy that has happened and give them a little bit of basketball news.
Yeah, it's just a tragic situation out there. You know how Vegas is near and dear to both of our hearts. That's where the Summer League is held, and of course Vegas is a fantastic city in itself. But that's just horrendous what happened there, and all the families. And oh my gosh, my heart goes out to every single family that's affected by what happened with that senseless shooting.
Yeah, it made absolutely no sense, and it never does. So, I mean, we could just say that. It never makes sense, and so all we can do is hope that pray for those that have fallen, pray for those that are injured, and pray for the families that will never see their loved ones again for such a heinous act. So prayers definitely to all of them. With moving on to a little bit of basketball, just one question. Are you ready?
Oh my gosh, yes. What are you never not ready for the NBA? I mean, you, Paul, you are the biggest trumpeter for the NBA of all. I mean, are you ready? I know you're ready.
I haven't stopped smiling since Suns Media Day. So I am so ready. The basketball season has been moved up, and I want your opinion on that. Now, there's been a lot of flack, and Charles Barkley comes to mind. When I say that, because about a week or two ago, he called NBA players now babies. He talked about the back-to-backs, and he talked about how in his day they played back-to-back, and then the day, then back-to-back. So the NBA has done away with four games in five nights. They've tried to eliminate as much as they can of back-to-back night schedules. The old school, and they like to call them the old get off my lawn guys, are going back, you know, to not only the days of playing back-to-backs or a traveling commuter playing in Chuck Taylor's. How do you feel, Ed, about not only the change of the schedules, but the players themselves, the older players, and how they feel about what's going on?
I mean, I kind of agree with Charles. I mean, these young men they're making – I mean, look at Russell Westbrook, what he just signed, the biggest deal in NBA history. And I don't feel for these young men because they are getting paid astronomical numbers of dollars to play a game that they love to do. And it's like, okay, you're complaining because you have a back-to-back and you've got to get on a charter flight and you've got to go from one city to the other. Yes, basketball is a hard sport. Yes, it's very hard because they're running up the court for 48 minutes plus. You know, you throw in an overtime game. But, yes, that's part of the job, but you get paid very well to do that. So it's hard to empathize and feel for these guys when their paychecks are way more than what the average person, what you and I make, what our listeners even come close to making. So, you know, they can complain all they want, but they live such a lavish life, which is a great life for them because they're entertainers. That's what they do. But, you know, it's hard for me to feel for them when they complain about having to play back-to-back nights when it's a job that they do and it's what they signed up for.
You know, I looked at some stats, Ed, and this is all – a lot of this, they point to science and talk about injuries. And I kind of was curious about that because when I looked at the stars from yesteryear, and the stats really aren't that far off, and the injuries didn't seem that much different than they do with a day rest or two. But what is coming up is the length of the careers are being shortened because they play the back-to-back. So I started thinking about that, though, and I know that there are certain stars that, you know, like I'll use Michael Jordan, who took 2 years off and played baseball. I guess what I'm trying to say is there's stats in year 18, 19, if they played that long, or year 14, 15, it's such a difference in their stats anyway. So if you're a Kobe Bryant and your stats fall in year 19 or year 20, does resting you at 26 give you that extra year? So now you're maybe playing year 21, 22, but you're still not going to be the player that you were. So it elongates your career, but does it really elongate your your stats or your ability to play the game. And I don't see where that's going to really help you statistically be the player that you were 12 years ago just because your body is a little fresher. Did it make sense the way I said that?
Yeah, I mean, when you're in the twilight years like that Kobe was, of course you're not going to be the player that you were when you were in your prime. I mean, that's just Father Time catching up with you. I mean, those guys, you cannot stay at such a high level like that. I mean, for your entire career, that's just the way Mother Nature works. I mean, she'll be as cruel to you, you know, as she's cruel to every single one of us. As time goes on, it's just the nature of being a human being. We get older, our bodies get older and more frail, and things start to break down. You know, there's things that go wrong with your body that you really don't want to go wrong, but that's just a part of being a human being. But I guess if you sit out, you know, if there's a day or two in between games and you're traveling, yes, I mean over time, I guess it'll make your body fresher. Yes, that you don't have to have that wear and tear playing night after night after night. And subjecting your body to that much physical exertion and that much, you know, when you're banging in the middle and you're driving like LeBron James and you're getting banged and prodded and bumped around and knocked on the ground and you're getting back up, you're running up and down the court for 48, 50 minutes. Yes, that takes a toll on your body. And yes, a night off here and there or a day or two in between games, that would prolong your career. But it all depends on what you do with it. And there's so much to be done with modern science and modern technology here, Paul, with the trainers and all the technology and the equipment that they have to keep these players healthy and fresh and strong.
No, I agree with that. Here is my biggest problem with resting. It wasn't that you rested per se, it was where and when you rested. So, and I love how people say that's not our fault. You know, that's not our fault that you picked this game. But if an NBA ticket is say $70, and you're going to take your family to a game, we'll say it's a family of four, and you spent $280 just on the game, not the $30 parking that goes right to the owner's pocket or food or concessions or whatever. Because if you're taking a family of four to a game with decent seats, and I don't mean the nosebleeds, you're out almost $400. And if that's the only time LeBron James comes to town or the only time Steph Curry comes to town, and that's the game you rest your players, to me, that does a disservice to the fan. If you want to rest, rest at home.
And why do you think the NBA owners passed the rule last Thursday about preventing players from sitting out games? It was a situation where you can't sit your players for high-profile games on TNT or TBS or ABC. You can't do that. Like you said, Paul, these families are paying – exorbitant amounts of money that they save their hard-earned money to come see a LeBron James, to see a Steph Curry, to see a Lonzo Ball in his first year. These people want to come when they go to D.C. They go back east. They want to see these guys because they're only going to come there one time a year. And the East Coast guys, when they come out here, they come to play the Suns. They only come once a year. These people pay their hard-earned money, and they take time out of their busy schedules to gather their families up, to go to the arena and spend money on food and merchandise and T-shirts and all kind of stuff, and the person you came to see is not going to play because they're resting? No, people are not trying to hear that, not the paying customers.
No, and that's why, you know, like I said, rest at home. At least, even though it's still a hit for your, you know, for the family per se, but they have
restoring a home.
Exactly. Family. Right. You got 41 times to see them there. One time to see them on the road. And the argument that I hear that people say that, well, in baseball, they rest players. Well, yeah, it's a three-game series. You have three shots to go see them. Also,
and
what makes
Paul,
it even
their season is twice as long as the NBA season.
True. And I'm going to sound like old get-off-my-lawn guy, but I don't remember Bird, Magic, Jordan, Stockton.
Isaiah.
I don't remember them, Isaiah, especially resting on the road. I mean, those guys, you had to drag them. There were no rest days. And And I'm not talking about the bums. I'm talking about Hall of Fame performers. They came and they played every night.
Oh, absolutely. You know, no matter where they were, no matter how much travel or how tired they were, you saw MJ come out on the court. You saw Mike. You saw Magic come out. You saw Dominique come out. You saw Dr. J. I mean, from whatever era that you saw basketball in, whether it was the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, I mean, those guys came out and played every single night because they knew it was their job and it was their passion. And plus, they knew, like, oh, my gosh, okay, it's Celtics and the Pistons. Okay, it's the Pistons and the Bulls. Okay, it's Celtics-Lakers. Yeah, this is a major matchup. This is a major rivalry, and we want to be a part of this thing.
Yep. As much as I love basketball, I just want them to be careful not to alienate the paying fan and be careful how it's presented. Major off-season move. There's a lot of movement. We'll talk about this over a couple different days before the season starts, but tell me what impact you think Carmelo is going to have on Oklahoma City. Did they become the second best team in the West?
Possible. Let's see. I mean, let's see what happens with the Houston Rockets. I mean, they brought CP3 over there to team up with James Harden. So I'm intrigued to see what the Houston Rockets look like. They gave up a lot to get Chris Paul, but Chris Paul is a major addition for the Houston Rockets. But I mean, you team up Westbrook and Paul George and Carmelo Anthony, you would expect those guys are going to come together and hopefully compete against and give the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs a run for their money. Otherwise, they wouldn't have went through all that trouble re-signing Russell Westbrook to this big extension, which is probably hopefully a precursor to Paul George actually staying there and not going to the Lakers. I thought that was a great move that the Oklahoma City Thunder did, saying, okay, we're going to lock down our franchise player to show Paul George we're serious about what we're doing here in Oklahoma City, and we want you to be here for the long term. That's why we re-signed Russell Westbrook. We want you to stay, and we want Carmelo Anthony to stay and build something just like the Golden State Warriors did.
I couldn't agree with you more. I really couldn't. And you know what? I was thinking about this the other day because last I checked, the Lakers have a pretty decent roster of young kids. But who isn't going to L.A.? First, Russell Westbrook was supposed to be going to the Lakers. Then Paul George. Then LeBron is going to go. How are all these people going to go to the Lakers?
There's only so many roster spots, right, Paul? You've only got so many roster spots and money to spend.
And not only that, but I think he'll be a really good NBA player. But what if Lonzo Ball isn't what everyone expects him to be? Now, I don't believe that's going to happen. But let's just say he isn't as great as everyone thinks. You have Lonzo Ball as your starter. They signed, and I'm talking about the Lakers, Caldwell Pope to a deal for 1 year only. Mm-hmm. You still have Brandon Ingram, who Magic said he's untradeable. Julius Randle, and then they signed Brooke Lopez, and he's a free agent after this year. So if Lonzo ends up being as good as you think, Brandon Ingram is untradeable, how are you then going to bring in more players that play this exact same position as some of the guys that you don't want to let go? So you're going to bring in Magic and Paul George. What are you going to do with Brandon Ingram? All of a sudden, the guy you don't want to trade becomes a bench player. So you're going to get rid of a guy that's 21 to bring in Paul George, who's going to be 30. I mean, none of this. And I think other NBA teams are starting to say, if the Lakers can get all these guys there, you know what? Go for it, because you can't get them all under the cap. You can't do it. And I think a lot of people feel that way. I'm one that feels that way about Houston. Houston traded a lot of people, a lot of people, to get Chris Paul. Now when I look at their roster, excuse me, you have Chris Paul, James Harden, Trevor Ariza at your small forward, Ryan Anderson at your power forward, and Clint Capella. You have no depth. You traded away all your rotation players. And last I checked, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, Mike D'Antoni's their coach, right? The one that doesn't play defense. The coach that doesn't coach defense. The ones whose teams in the playoffs always somehow forget to play defense. That Mike D'Antoni, right?
That one, yes.
Okay, so on that list, obviously Chris Paul and Trevor Ariza can play defense. What are you going to do when someone decides to go small on you? Clint Capella's never in the game when teams decide to go small. I understand everyone thinks Houston's going to be great. I don't, believe it or not, Ed. I don't think they're going to be that good, because the one thing that you gave up, again, were some of your shooters. And you're counting on Eric Gordon, who I love a lot. Tell me the last time Eric Gordon was healthy an entire season. These are all things that have to fall perfect for Houston to step up. And I personally, I don't see it. I think Oklahoma City jumps them in the West Coast. And I think the move of Carmelo gives them instant scoring, and it makes Russell Westbrook not have to worry about being the sole scorer on that team.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that was the biggest thing for Russell last year. You saw it in the playoffs. I mean, he completely ran out of gas at the end of the season. I mean, and for, you know, give him credit. I mean, the guy averaged a triple-double last year. He had to do pretty much everything for that team. But now he doesn't have to. Like you said, you've got Paul George. You've got two all-stars, George and Anthony, to come in there and give him and lift up on that slack on him and let him do what he needs to do. If he needs to facilitate, get the ball to George and Anthony, or Anthony to George. However that triumvirate works it out, however they want to work their offense, now he's got options. Some dangerous options.
Exactly.
Too.
My man Ed Cole on the Kerry Lackey Long Line. Give me your thoughts on Kyrie and LeBron, and what do you think went wrong?
You know what, man? It's so crazy. Of course, the media wants to blow all this out of proportion, Kyrie and LeBron and, you know, that whole situation and whatever their falling out might have been. But, hey, you know, Kyrie went on to what he thinks is bigger and better pastures in Boston. Hey, I'm happy for him. Let him go ahead and do his thing and see what he can do. He's going to be the man in Boston now. He wanted to carry that mantle, so now he's going to have that mantle in Boston. Let's see what he can do there, and that'll be interesting come opening night, when they actually played the Cleveland Cavaliers. That'll be interesting. I mean, it's just like Shaq and Kobe. And any kind of duo that split, and then there's always talk in the media about, oh, such and such person, oh, he had this issue with this person, and, oh, they were going back and forth, they were sniping at each other, and now they've got all these issues. Hey, they're grown men at the end of the day. Kyrie made his decision to go to Boston. He'll have to live with it. Let's see what he can do to make the Celtics better and see if they're contenders and if they can dethrone the Cleveland Cavaliers and be the Eastern Conference champions.
I agree with you 100%. I think he took an unfair hit on a lot of things, to be honest with you. Everyone makes it seem like it's a sin to not want to play with LeBron James, and it's not. If you've won your title, and if you won your title with him, and mm-hmm. everyone talks about how better, you know, Kyrie wants to be the man. He look what he did before LeBron got there. To me, that's an unfair jab, because Cleveland stunk before LeBron got there. They weren't attracting
and that
players.
Wasn't Kyrie's
they weren't
fault.
Signing anybody, and it really wasn't. And you're counting on a guy, not even one full year out of college, 12 games out of college, to come in and all of a sudden flip a team around that lost the best player in the NBA. Then analytic people want to tell me, well, look at the stats on the floor when he was off the floor, or when LeBron was off the floor and Kyrie was on. Well, the team wasn't built for Kyrie. The team was built for LeBron. So every time someone wants to throw this knock or this shot at them, I'm like, okay, wait a second. Everyone wants to say what Kyrie did. What point and LeBron James go up to Kyrie and say, hey, these are what my plans are for next year? Not once, because LeBron doesn't have to. He doesn't have to say what his plans are. But the flip side is, then why should Kyrie go to LeBron and say, hey, since you didn't tell me what you wanted to do, I went to management and asked for a trade? He's right. He didn't have to. He did what was best for him and his career. He saw what Cleveland is. He saw what Dan Gilbert is pre-LeBron James. You cannot blame that man for not wanting to go back to that. You cannot blame him for that. He did the best thing possible, used the leverage that he had, and forced his way out of Cleveland. I have no problem with it.
Me neither. And I applaud him for saying, okay, you know what? I think it's time, after 6 years in Cleveland, I think it's time for me to move on. I know I can be the man somewhere else. Clearly, it's not going to be here as long as LeBron's here. And like you said, he doesn't know what LeBron's future is there. Is he going to stay there? LeBron could have just said, okay, you know, I'm done after here. I'm going here. I'm going there. You know, Kyrie owes nothing to LeBron, just like LeBron owes nothing to Kyrie. Again, these are grown men. They make their own decisions. They don't have to answer to anybody but themselves at the end of the day. Yes, they have to go to management. They have to do their proper due diligence to make sure everything's done from a business standpoint. But at the end of the day, they have to be happy with the decisions they made. And Kyrie seems to be extremely happy to be in Boston. And let's see what he can do to make the Celtics better.
100% correct. And you know what's funny about the whole thing is I personally think Boston, and I've said it on the Cave Show, I think Boston is a better team. There's a pickup that Boston made that no one's talking about, and they want to talk about what they gave up, but they're missing a very important piece. They managed to get Marcus Morris from Detroit. Mm-hmm. He's now their four. So you literally have scores at every position. Jaylen Brown obviously is young. He's a better defender right now. But you have Kyrie, Gordon Hayward, Marcus Morris, and Al Horford, all in your starting lineup, all who can get up and down the court. And you're coming off your bench. And I love it when people say they lost all their depth. You're coming off your bench with Jason Tatum, who I think is just a special kid. You're coming off with Marcus Smart, and you're coming off with Terry Rozier. I want to know where Boston got worse. Cleveland has gotten older. They have brittle bones. Isaiah Thomas, obviously now he's hurt. Derrick Rose, tell me last season that he didn't get hurt. Dwayne Wade, minutes are restricted because of his age. They've gotten older. They haven't necessarily got these young, fresh legs that can get up and down with the Boston Celtics. So I think the Boston Celtics are the best team in the East.
I agree. Yeah, on paper they sure look like it. I mean, Cleveland's still going to be there. As long as 23 is there and he's the major focal point, they're always going to be there and always in the mix in the Eastern Conference. I like the fact that I like Jay Crowder. I think he's going to be great in their offense. And maybe that allows – I know Tyronn Lue talked about moving Kevin Love to the center position and bringing Tristan Thompson off the bench. That would not be a bad move at all, because that's what Kevin played when he first got to Cleveland. He played more center than he did forward. To bring Tristan Thompson off the bench, that'd be fantastic for them. But like you said, let's see what happens with Dwayne and how healthy he can be and what Derek can do and if they can stay healthy. That's the, like you said, those are the two main issues for Derek Rose and Dwayne Wade. How healthy can they be and how much can they actually contribute to the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Yep, we will definitely find out and how all this is going to work out for them. It's going to be fun, even though it's going to be a two-team race in the East. And we got that preview coming up as we get close to the season. But, man, I can't wait to see that first game of the season when those two go at each other. It's like when you talked about Kobe and Shaq, how much do we look forward to that? How much are we going to look forward to this? My brother, I appreciate you hanging out with me today, my man. It's like old times back again.
Yeah, man. A half an hour did fly by.
It does. You know what? When we get closer to the season, we're going to do a full one-hour preview, and I'm hoping that you join us as usual.
Man, you know, we got to get our brother Derek Montilla on here, man. What is going on with that dude? I mean, he's just went on to bigger and better things, and he's forgotten about us.
You know how it goes, man. You know how it goes. What he's soaring, but you know what? I've been checking out his D-back coverage, and it's been off the hook. So, yeah.
Oh, dude, I know he can't wait for Wednesday. I know he is so excited.
Cloud 9. Give everyone your Twitter handle real quick, bro.
Yeah, at EdCole43 on Twitter and Instagram.
All right, and then, of course, this is PLR with Courtside. Get us on our parent page, The Sports Cave, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook fan page, at sportscave.com, and, of course, thesportscave.com online, where Cave is always with a K, and then you can get me at PLR on Sports on Twitter. Yo, my brother, thank you again. So for Ed Cole, who called in on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, this is Courtside with PLR. Talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us.
Why do we scream at each other?